We are about to begin Hilchas Tefillah. Simen Peites will be doing the first sif. Says the Machaber, Zman Tefillas HaShachar Mitzvoso Sheyaschilim HaNeitzachama. The Zman of Shachris, the Zman of Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris, Mitzvoso, ideally, Sheyaschilim HaNeitzachama, that you begin with sunrise. Kedeksiv Yiru'ucha Im Shomesh. Like the Pasuk says, you're to be seen with the sun. So this is the first halacha, that the ideal zman for Shmoneh Esrei of Shachris is when the sun rises. How do we define Neitz HaChama? HaNeitz HaChama is when the sun begins rising, meaning when we see the first piece of the ball of the sun going above the horizon. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down those who say that during Slichas days, where people were, in the olden days, they were very careful to get up before daybreak for Slichas, they would say Slichas early, finish them, and it would be too early for davening Shachris. They should be careful to wait and make sure that they do not start Shmoneh Esrei until Neitz. The Prima Gadim discusses another situation, and that is Shavuos morning, where the minhag became that people stayed up all night Shavuos. All night means until Alos HaShachar. At Alos HaShachar, they wanted to daven immediately, and then go to sleep. To have them wait around for Neitz, they weren't prepared to do that. The alternative would be to have them come back to daven after they woke up from their nap. There was fear that that was too much of a tircha. So the Prima Gadim says that if you're really afraid that it's going to be a tircha to get everyone together, then unlike the Slichas days, on Shavuos morning you could be mekel and daven even before Neitz. We will later see that you're yotze b'dieved. Nevertheless, you've got to make sure that Kriya Shema is said in Zman Kriya Shema. We've just concluded Hilchas Kriya Shema. The halacha was that the Zman Kriya Shema is from Mishayakir Eskavero, when you recognize someone that you're quite friendly with from four amas away. So at least make sure that if you're davening before Neitz, that you don't say Shema too early to be Yotza there. We'll soon see that that the halacha is for someone who's going on the road, someone who's traveling. It is mutter for him to daven Shachris even before Neitz. But here too, the Mishnah Berurah says he's got to make sure that he's not saying Shema too early, and also that he's not making a bracha on his tefillin too early. The same zman of Mishayakir is his zman for making a bracha on tefillin. Says the Machaber now, Im yispalel mishaola amuda shachar, Veheir pnei ha-mizrach yotza. B'dieved, you are yotze shachris from alos ha-shachar, veheir pnei ha-mizrach. That the mizrach side got light. Meaning as the sun is about to rise, so the first thing you get are the first rays of light, so mizrach gets lighter than the rest of the sky. It's got to be that mizrach is light and the shachar came up. What exactly is that? Is Amun HaShachar, is Alos HaShachar? So, first of all, Alos HaShachar means that it's beginning to get a bit light. Heir Pnei HaMizrach means that the entire eastern side, the entire eastern horizon, has gotten lighter. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokus, where there's a Magen Avraham, a Pri Chadash, a Pri Magadim, that say that from Alos HaShachar, when it starts getting a bit lighter, even though the entire Mizrach side has not gotten light yet, you are Yotze. The Gra holds that you are not Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says that unless it was a Shas Adchak, you should go and daven over again, even B'dieved, even though the halacha is that B'dieved, you are Yotze. From Alos HaShachar, if it was not Heir Pnei HaMizrach, it only started getting light, but the entire eastern side did not really look light, then you, even B'dieved, you should daven over again, unless it was a Shas Adchak. Now, further, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says that Heir Pnei HaMizrach doesn't mean it's all that light. The rest of the sky is pitch black. You can still see stars. If, nevertheless, the eastern horizon is already light, then the halacha is that you're yotze davening b'dieved. Now, b'dieved is shelo b'shas adchak. Once again, we will later see that b'shas adchak, it's even mutter lechatchila. With kriya shema, the halacha is that if you say shema before mishayakir, then b'dieved you are yotze, if it was after alos hashachar, as long as you don't do this regularly. But for someone who regularly says Shema right after Alos, before Mishayakir, he is not Yotzei. With regard to Tefillin, the Mishnah Brura paskins that it is usher to make a bracha on Tefillin until the Zman of Mishayakir. Now this is from Alos HaShachar. The Pre-Chodesh has another sheet here, the Mishnah Brura brings down. And that is, the Pre-Chodesh holds that we say that you're only Yotze B'dievet from Alos HaShachar doesn't mean that you're only Yotze B'dievet and it's worse than davening later. He says that all you do is you lost the mila of davening Kavasikin with Netzach Amah. Meaning, the Pre-Chodesh understands that from Alos HaShachar until the Sov Zman Tefillah is all one Zman with the exception of davening Kavasikin where you start Shemon Esrei precisely at Netzach Amah. So according to the Pre-Chodesh, if you're not davening with Neitz, it doesn't make a difference if you're davening after Alos before Neitz or you're davening after Neitz. In either case, you're Yotze, but it's not ideal. However, Rov Poskim don't Poskim that way. And by the way, even according to the Pre-Chodesh, you're going to have the problem that since the Zman Shema Bitlechatchila is not until Mishayakir, if you're davening very early, you're probably going to be saying Shema too early. So once again, the Zman Tfilah Shachris is Bidieved from Alos HaShachar, Lechatchila from Neitzach Amah. V'nimshach Zmano at Sof Dalet Shos, the Sof Zman Tfilah, what is the latest that you can be Yotza, until after 4 hours, till the end of 4 hours, Shehu Shlish Hayom, which is the first third of the day. In other words, we are dealing with Shos Zmanios. We are not dealing with 4 60-minute hours. We are dealing with the first third of the day, the first four if you divide the day into 12. Why is that? Because in Shachris is connected to Karban Tamid. They did not bring the Karban Tamid later than the first third of the day. Now, the Mishnah Brura holds that you are not Yotza, meaning that the Zman Tefillah, it means you've got to finish Shmoneh Esrei by Sov Zman Tefillah. So if you want to make Sov Zman Tefillah, you've got to daven early enough that you're going to finish your entire Shmoneh Esrei by Sov Zman Tefillah. Further, says the Mechaber now, V'imto o Ovar, whether it was a shogeg or a mezid, V'ispalo achar dalet shos, and someone davened after dalet shos, ad chatzos, but it was before chatzos, afal pi she'en lo schar tefillah bizmano, even though the person wasn't Yotze Tefillah Bizmano, Schar Tefillah Mia Iker. He was Yotze the Mitzvah of Tefillah, although not correctly, because he missed Tefillah Bizmano, he was Yotze the Mitzvah of Tefillah Shachris. Now the Mechaber said it was Shogag O Ovar. The truth of the matter is that it's a Machlokis. If the din of davening after Sov Zman Tefillah until Chatzos is really a Zman B'dieved, or does it work midin tashlumin? The same way that if you miss a davening, so you can make up for it in the next Zman Tefillah. So here too, there are some who learn that the din of chatzos is that if you miss Zman Tefillah, you can be makayim the tashlumin until chatzos. The nafkamina is that we paskin that a tashlumin doesn't work if you miss the Zman b'mezid. The mechaber who is paskin that your yotze b'mezid is learning that it's not a tashlumin. It is a b'dieved zman. You're not Yotze Tefillah b'zmana, but you're Yotze Tefillah b'dieved. Whereas the Mishnah Brura brings those who hold that it's a teshlumin, and if it's mezid, you should not daven over again. He paskins l'maisa that if someone was a mezid, he could have davened before Sov Zman Tefillah, but chose not to. When he davens up until chatzos, his kavana should be: I either want this to be for my Tefillah Shachris. And if the halachi is that since I was a mezid, I'm not Yotze, I want this to be a tefillas nedava. V'acher chatzos, says the Rama, osur l'ispalol tefillas shachris. After chatzos, it is too late to daven shachris. Now, the Mishnah Brura talks about the fact that the Zman Mincha doesn't come until after a half hour after chatzos. Now, nevertheless, the Rama sounds like once chatzos has come, you can not only not daven mincha, but you can't daven shachris either. Why not? Says the Mishnah Brura, because really the Zman Mincha is from chatzos. It's just that because Chazal were choshesh that we're not bikiyim, and when chatzos is, They gave us the extra half hour that it took in the Beis HaMikdash for the sun to go over the wall so that it was clear to everybody that it was already Chatzos. Which means that, theoretically, Chatzos is already the beginning of Zman Mincha. That's why you couldn't be Yotze Shachris B'di'evit. On the other hand, there are those who are Mekel. Says the Mishnah Berurah that B'di'evit, if you daven in that half hour, don't daven two minchas as a tashlumen. B'di'evit will be so much that you are Yotze, Shachris even in that half hour. Now, the Mishnah Berurah sends you to Rabbi Kiva Eger, in B'shem the Tzlach. This is a famous Tzlach. The Tzlach gives a very interesting Eitzah for somebody that not only missed Zman Tefillah, but missed Chatzos as well, but it's before the end of the half hour. Says the Tzlach, what he should do is say the following. If it is now Zman Tefillah Shachris, I want to be Yotze Shachris. And you daven Shmoneh Esrei. If it is not the Zman of Tefillah Shachris, because it's the Zman Tefillah's Mincha, I want this to be Mincha. Then, after the half hour after Chatzos, you daven a second time. And then you tell yourself, if I was already Yotze Shachris, I want this to be Mincha. If what I davened after Chatzos was Mincha, I want this to be the Tashlumin for my Shachris. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to like it. I guess not enough to elaborate on it, but he sends you to take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. So once again, Sov Zman Tefillah Shachris, even B'di'evit, is Chatzos. For that extra half hour, if you davened already, you were Yotze, but you shouldn't. And we have this Eitzah of the Tzlach's Tanai, whereby you can daven and have Hashem decide if this was Shachris or Mincha.